Welcome to Eddie's Attic. This is just a reminder that Eddie's Attic is a listening venue, so please silence your cell phones. And if you need to have a conversation, there's always the back patio. We hope you enjoy the show.
Say, I've been in a good mood today. I don't know why. I've frequently not been in a good mood lately, but I'm in that kind of good mood today. I'm just saying. Let's see if I can position myself better here. Hello. Yes. Okay, try to get the pivot here. I'm Patterson, and this is Welcome to the Late Show. Sorry. I'm also Patterson's road crew. We watched the rocks change colors, and we watched the shadows dance, and we probably didn't say anything as the sunset turned to night. We let the spirits do the talking, the cascades of fading light. Thank you. so wide I'll out my window. Softly and fading light. Watch it soaring through the clouds. Watch it hunting in the night. In my dreams I still can see it. Flying through a western sky. And I think about Grand Canyon. And I lift my glass and smile. I lift my glass and smile. I see birds soaring through the clouds outside my window. Smell the fresh paint of the comfort shade on this new fall day. Feel the coffee surge through morning veins from half an hour ago. Hear the sound of shots and screams out in the hallway.
Woo!
chemistry, but what is building is still a mystery. It's big and it's twisted, it's shaped convoluted. It don't have a function, but you better salute it. It'll never be finished, but I guess that's the point. It gives them a filter and psychological ointment. He woke up real early, but he's late for his appointment. And I sure wish I'd smoked me a joint. It's Thanksgiving, and Jesus, I'm thankful for abundance and bounty and a big tall stiff drink. The love of your mama and the love of mine too. Thanksgiving is over and Christmas is soon. Mama, she's trying to live in the present. Don't let him have a heart attack before we pay off the presents. Granddaddy's gone, but we still feel his presence. He tried to phone, but he didn't leave a message. It's Thanksgiving, and Jesus, I'm thankful for abundance and bounty and a big tall stiff drink. For the love of your mama and the love of mine too. Thanksgiving is over and Christmas is soon. Says a blessing. We're cutting up some turkey and gobbling some dressing. My aunt, she's a Trumpster. My niece wants resistance. My uncle got a meeting from his longtime assistant. Thank God for the filter that enables some distance from the screaming and crying and the needs of assistance. You wonder why I curse and curse the holidays. Blessed be my family 3,000 miles away. Thank you. dead genius country star. Better get your shit together. Everything's been torn in two. Good thing your liver's made of leather. One of the fun things to get about getting to do things like this is I can just like play the new song that no one knows yet. Actually, the band already knows this one, but we actually even recorded a version, although I think we're going to redo it. Not that they didn't nail it, but I'm getting better at it. There's always a weak link. I'm just glad it's me. I flew in from the West Coast just in time for last call. This place is way too fancy, and I'm never quite prepared for the heat of southern fall. And the guy in the lobby's playing piano as I came in. I gave him the stink eye, and I wish that I could play the piano half as good as him. Say I'm lonely. If you see me in the morning, won't you please say something kind to me? Won't you fix me a cup of coffee and tell me that you love me? That this life is how it's meant to be, how it's meant to be. Driver in the front seat, he's been more than patient, waiting for me to catch a buzz, to drink another cold beer and put on a dry shirt so we can make that drive to Jacksonville. And I'm flying to New York City at 5:30 in the morning, sleepwalking south of Houston all alone. I'll just catch myself a different buzz. Look up at the bright lights and revel in the darkness of my songs. Sing, see how I'm lonely. It's a wonder that it's only written in the wind that carries me. I'll fix your crunchy bacon and make your eggs less runny. Thank you for the way you take care of me. You take telephone me. Reception is dissolving rapidly. I'll call you in the morning when New York City lights are dawning to convince you this is how it's meant to be. How it's meant to be. How it's meant to be.
I love reading a lot of books, and I've had the honor of getting to make friends with like one of my favorite writers, and his name's Willie Vlauten, and he lives up in Portland where I do, and he actually lives outside of town about 45 minutes away on a farm with horses and shit, but we've become really good friends, and I was a fan first, and so so I had to, like, when I first was getting to know him, I had to, like, kind of just, like, bite my tongue to keep from, like, totally just geeking out on some of his writing. But he wrote a book called Lean on Pete a few years ago, and that was my first exposure to him. I actually was a fan of his band before that. He had a band called Richmond Fontaine that was the shit. And if you ever stumble on one of their records, just buy it. Trust me, it's great. But I got sent an advanced copy of Lean on Pete, and our family took this vacation to Edisto Island, and I ended up reading it twice. I just loved it, and so I wrote him a fan letter, and then he answered, and then we became friends, and then I moved to Portland, and we became good friends. And but they're making a movie of Lean on Pete. It's actually just coming out right now, so go see it. But take, like, tissues and shit, because you'll cry and cry and cry. I mean, if it's anything as sad as the book, and I think it is, you'll just cry a lot. It's like Old Yeller for grown-ups. serious, very much Old Yeller for grown-ups, and in the best of ways. But so we made the album before last that the Truckers made. It was called English Oceans, and we've been in the studio making it, and we had a kind of wonderful time, and we felt good about it, but we were done, and yet there was like that nagging voice saying there was a missing piece. And actually there were several nagging voices. There was the one in my head, and then there were some people who are close family of the band that were like, you know, a missing piece, you need to write another goddamn song. And I kept trying to write another song for it, and it just wasn't happening, and I gave up. It's like, fuck it, this record's done. It's as good as it's going to be. Cooley did a lot of heavy lifting this time. It'll all be good. And that weekend, I read Willie's newest book at the time called The Free. He actually has a new one about to come out in February, but his last book was called The Free, and I read it that weekend, and I got so moved by one of the characters. I wrote this song, and in the point of view from one of the characters in it, and called the band. It's like, okay, we gotta get back together. We got one more song to do, and so we cut it just in the nick of time to put it on the record, and it's called Pauline Hawkins. Yeah. But for those of you who haven't read the book, it's well worth looking for. And the character of Pauline Hawkins, she's a nurse, and she's like a nurse in like the ward for, like, she like has like patients who've come back from Iraq with just horrific injuries that aren't going to get better, and that's her day job. And then she goes home, and her dad's just an asshole, and she takes care of him because he's in bad health, but he's still an asshole. And her way of dealing with it all is she just builds the wall and keeps the windows and doors shut. As far as her, like, her inner feelings, she just doesn't let anything in. And she does her job, and she takes care of what she has to take care of, and that's her existence. And there's a scene in the book where she has a date. She gets talked into going on a date, and she's at this diner, and they're eating, and they're having a kind of wonderful time. They're kind of hitting it off and having a lovely time, and she realizes that she's enjoying herself, and then that wall comes back up, and the window shuts, and the door slams shut. And it was heartbreaking, and I was so moved by the character and the situation that I wrote this song. And so this is called Pauline Hawkins. Call me your baby. I'm nobody's baby. I won't let you cage me or lock me away. I'm not yours to keep. I need you to save me. I'm just a vacation. A one-night way station. Something to do till I go to sleep. Something to do till I go to sleep. Something to do till I go to sleep.
Thank you.
There's a southern accent where I come from. The young'uns call it country, the Yankees call it dumb. Got my own way of living, but everything's begun with the southern accent where I wake up this morning with that rare feeling of being really proud of my home state. My Christian Southern brethren, will I tell you all what for? To leave your heathen ways up in you and your shoes outside the door. Take a stand for noble causes till you just can't stand no more. little short. Sure can get it wrong. Someone so devout. I hear you whistling past the graveyard looking down. Whistling past the graveyard looking down. Y'all another new one. Yeah. I wrote this song. This is another family song like that last one. This one, I wrote this for my mom this fall, and she's gonna hate it. Which is kind of a shame because it's actually really sweet. And I wrote it and I played it for my sister. And Lilla was like, wow, that's a really sweet song you wrote about her mother. And she's going to hate it. But I mean it with love. And so when you run into her and she tells you how much she hates it, tell her that I meant it sweetly. My mom is one of her like defining characteristics of her life is that she and her brother have never gotten along. They just don't like each other, and they didn't like each other as kids, and then they grew up and it didn't help. And Scott, my uncle Scott, he's kind of an overachiever guy. He's really achieved a lot in his life. He went to Vietnam, and he was a fighter pilot, and he won the Distinguished Flying Cross. And then when he retired from the military, he married really well, and he ended up running a bank, and was wildly successful. He was always really good to my sister and I, so I love him, Scott. But he and Mom just never got along, and it's mutual because he don't like her either. So this song's called Scott's Sister. Stretch my arms across the USA. I still couldn't reach for you or today. I know that there's been times when I wanted it that way, but time has a way of leveling things. There were plenty of bad times. I thought you were mean. Buzzing in my brain like a bad transistor. He's gonna hate that too. Show tonight, so I'm hanging in there. appreciate everybody coming to watch me run a marathon. I'm going to do one more new one, and then I'll try to stick to stuff I kind of know. But back in the fall of 91, I moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and I was 27, which is a bad age, and I was, especially for musicians, which I was and am, and I'd never lived away from home before, and I'd never left my hometown before, and so I moved to Memphis, and I got divorced, and my band broke up, and my car got stolen, and that was the first fucking week I was there. It's true. It's a true story. And Smells Like Teen Spirit came out, which was perfect. So at least I had a great soundtrack for my near suicidal angst. I was like, great. My band just broke up, and now the kind of music we've been doing is like the big thing. All right. My life sucks. This song's not about any of that. Except the Memphis part. This song's about Memphis. And about every few years, I have to write a Memphis song. I don't know why. It just happens. And I've been doing it for like most, ever since I've been writing songs. Every few years, I just write a Memphis song. And I wrote Pollyanna's a Memphis song. And the night Gigi Allen came to town's a Memphis song. And they keep going. It was like this really, it was like that love you were in love with for so long, and then you finally got in there, and she just destroyed you and broke your heart, and so then you had to come to terms with the fact that she was really an asshole, but you still kind of love her. That was Memphis. She's an asshole, but I love her. This song's called Rosemary with a Bible and a Gun. See her, tell her I've been talking about her. Strong as the day was long, Rosemary would sing along, wheels rolling steady down the way. The ashtrays it would fill up twice, the windows down felt nice, as miles stretched the twilight of the day. Driving up I-55, Mississippi zooming by, salvation in the cool November air. Searching for a mixture that could paint a pretty picture, the wind blowing through Rosemary's hair. Her daddy always said she was the one. I made the light the stars could wish upon. Rosemary. $20 worth, the highway called our names like sirens call. 25 and on the run, William Eggleston. Parking lots of neon in the fall. Her daddy's eyes grew fire into the sun. Asked me why I thought I was the one. His eyes could be deemed worthy. Saturated in decay and on the run, Rosemary with a Bible and a gun.
Fear, got
conditioning, scratching, but it feels alright. I need to blow it out at the late show tonight. Yeah. I'm trouble with the back of and a case of beer. I'm both that ain't seen. I'm watering years, more bills than money. I can do the math. I'm trying to stay focused on the righteous path. I'm trying to stay focused as we drive down the road. From the ditches and the curves and the heavy load. Ain't worried about things that ain't in my grasp. We're trying to stay focused. Come up to me and they say, those songs you write, those stories you tell, is that shit true or did you make that up? And the answer is yeah. It's true, even when I make it up. But this one is fucking true. This one's totally true. There's like nothing made up about it. This is like, we're going to go back in time to like the turn of the century, you know, the last one, and the one I would have. And the truckers were just starting to get a little bit of momentum, but at the same time, we weren't making any goddamn money. We were all broke, and we would tour like 200, 250 days a year, literally, and then come home and just be broke, and which really endears you to your family. It makes the holidays awesome. And so I'd pick up whatever shows I could solo when the band was off. So I was out opening for this band that was at one time a really pretty big band. And at this point in time, they weren't doing real good. They were basically reduced to play the chicken wing circuit, which sucks. And I was their opening act. And I was there, and this is back when I still did, you know, harder drugs. And harder drugs, I mean, like, more than, like, smoking dope, because I'm going to always smoke dope. But I was, like, doing, you know, I was, you know, basically, I was playing the chicken wing circuit, so, yeah, I bought some cocaine. You do what you got to do sometimes, you know, and so as this story progressed in front of me, I just started writing it down, and so it's like, yeah, there was a mechanical bull, and there was an injury, and there was an ambulance, and then at some point the coke dealer came, and I quit writing the song. So I woke up the next day, and I drove to Lake Jackson, Mississippi, and I'm about to sound check, and I find the song in my guitar case. I was like, oh, okay. And so I'm playing it, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty okay. I should finish that. I'll finish that in the next couple of days. And then I couldn't, and I would keep coming back to it, and everything I would write to finish it just fucked it up. And yet it wasn't finished. There had to be something else. And finally I just gave up on it and moved on. And then my life drastically changed, you know, and I had these kids, and my life kind of settled down. I quit doing cocaine, and ironically, at about the same time, and I don't know, one night I got the Technicolor ending, and I wrote it down, and it's called The Opening Act. Yeah. Woo! Thank you. touch you when you're not there. You're a thousand miles away from here. And I turned on the radio, heard some preacher talking salvation. Tank is half full. I reached over and changed the station. Just the opening night. With a pocket full of skills. astrophysics at our fingertips. We're standing at the summit, and some man with a joystick lands a rocket on a comet. We're living in an age where limitations are forgotten. The outer edges move and dazzle us, but the core is something rotten. Cause we're standing at the precipice of prejudice and fear. We trust science just as long as it tells us what we wanna hear. We want our truths all fair and balanced, as long as our notions lie within it. There's no sunlight in our asses and our heads are stuck up in it.
Yeah.
Woo!
And our heroes may be rapists who watch us while we dream, but don't look for me for answers, cause I don't know what it means. I wrote that song 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for it to become an anachronism. Sing it again. And we recorded it on our album, American Band. We got lucky and got it in one take. And then I came home from making the record, and it just had this gnawing, nagging feeling of depression about it, that the song didn't have no answers, it's just questions. I can defend that by saying you're never going to find the answer if you don't ask the questions. But nonetheless, I'd really love to have had the answer. And then around the time that we finished making the record, I had the honor and the privilege of getting to go see the Patti Smith Group at the Arlene Schnitzer Auditorium in Portland, Oregon. And it was amazing. It was the 40th anniversary of her album, Horses. She came out there with a band and they kicked ass. And she's like 4'11" with that long silver hair. She's really aged into the role she always played. And now it's just incredible. And at one point in the big loud rock show, she stopped the band and she raised her arms up in the air. And she went from about 4'11" to about 65 feet tall. And she said, "Love each other, motherfuckers." And it occurred to me that that's the answer.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do is be safe over the night and go home and kiss your children. Great Christmas, great New Year. When that uncle comes to dinner and says awful things, don't take no shit off of him, but love him anyway. And then let's start 2018 by all banding together. Let's take our fucking country back. What you say? Alabama can do it. We can all do it. What do you say? Love each other. y'all want a rarity or a hit?
Rarity.
I love y'all. I love playing the rarities. When I wrote this song, I was making fun of people the age that I am right now. I guess I didn't think I would stick around this long. She's a beaut, yes sir, she is, said Easy Dan. 55, a bad age. Smelling of fruit from Fabergé and sweat. Easy Dan don't bathe a lot these days, and why the hell should he anyway? He's got a few miles on her, but then again, who don't? He said with a slight chuckle, the recent Banaka blast still lingering on his breath. Besides, those highway miles. I shifted my weight from one foot to the other. It certainly wasn't the car of my dreams, but the price was right, and Easy Dan assured me the mid-70s were a particularly nice period for Chrysler products. And this one was a Velare. With that fine Corinthian leather, it was custom made for love. And in the dashboard, behind the finest artificial rosewood, was the 8-track tape deck of my youth. Was it a Craig Power Play, perhaps? Do we have Jensen triaxes or coaxes in the back? You know, high school. So we stuffed Easy Dan's body in the trunk and we hauled out. Piston rods hurled straight through the engine block, dropping oil, gasoline, and water into the Alabama red clay below. Called the Fireplace Poker. Thank you. said that Jesus bled for the sins of the rest of us. But the Reverend and his wife done him for $1,500. They knocked upon the door and said their car broke down and asked if they could use the phone for a ride back in town. They stabbed her several times, left her there for dead, bleeding and crying out and gasping for breath. They went out the very next night, bragged about it, falling from her grasp, but still she lay there trying. No one will ever know what she told him, or know what he told her, 'cause the Reverend did his wife in 15 wax fireplace poker. Screamed out brutal murder, small town preacher's wife, crime rocked off of Colbert County. These new facts came to life. Seems the preacher had a girl counseled on the side. Now the shit was coming down, and she was scared. Heathens, it seems, got coked up and drunk. Did a lot of communicating. Life is cheap for a couple of creeps, but this here is the smoker. Their prints were found all around the room, but not on the fireplace poker. Preacher's son brought his father home and followed him inside. Shots rang out in the Tuscumbia night. Was he alone when he died? Don't call the son for questioning. That bullet was deserved. Better call it suicide. Justice has been served. Better call it suicide. Justice has been served. Look like a robbery. advice to you might have been to go out and find yourself a whore. Get yourself grown up or something. I don't get that kind of advice anymore. It's gonna be a world of hurt. It's gonna be a world of hurt. It's gonna be a world of hurt. I was 27 years old when I figured out that blowing my brains out wasn't the answer. So I set out to find a way to make this world work out for me. My good friend Paul was 83 years old and he told me that to love is to feel pain. I thought about that a lot back then. I still think about it again. Be a world of hurt. It's gonna be a world of hurt. It's gonna be a world of hurt. Yeah, love is to feel pain. There ain't no doubt about it. The very nature of love is to grieve when it's over. The secret to a happy ending is knowing when to roll the credits. Not tonight, motherfuckers. It's a beautiful world when you can put away the sadness and hang on to every ounce of beauty upon you. Cause it don't matter what you do or who you are. If you feel anything at all, it's gonna be a world. What's working, or you think it might stand a reasonable chance? If what's broke can be fixed, I mean, nothing lasts forever. You still look at each other and you smile before you remember how screwed up it's gotten, or maybe you still dream of a time less rotten. It ain't too late to take a deep breath, that fine Atlanta air, and throw yourself into life with everything you got. It's fucking great to be alive.
Z-Man, Patterson Hood, Solo Acoustic, Late Show, Eddie's Attic, Decatur, Georgia, 12-13-2017. FOBDFCKFCZFCAARP, Shep CCM4Bs, Lunatech V2, Sound Devices 722. Approximately 8 feet from stage, 8 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 293 of 2017. Happy Hanukkah.